kregen in de tshuva, de simmach of Danad, in zijn scheile, dat hij zei, het is meisje schoeie, de chelen sheesh besakana, dat als de dokter told him, was, he has to eat in Yom Kippur, Achman Salan, it was de chelen sheesh besakana, and then he's mochiv to eat. And they asked him kvege, if this chelen, they're making a menu for him in his room, and they asked him kvege, if the chelen could get an aliyah. If he's eating in Yom Kippur, can he get an aliyah in Yom Kippur? So the Kireg explains, the Shaila is, we have to understand what the Kriya Satayra on Yom Kippur is for. Is the Kriya Satayra on Yom Kippur just because of the Yom? Because of the Yom is already a Yomtif, we lean on Yomtif. Or is the leaning because of a Tainus? Yom Kippur is also a Tainus, we lean on Tanasin. So the Kireg, if the leaning is off the Yom, Yom Kippur is not Nagir, if he's eating or not, he can get an Aliyah. But if the Aliyah is off the Tainus, there's Mechlekes Rishayim on Tanasim, if someone has to eat, if he's allowed to get an aliyah or not, he can get an aliyah. And when the Shulchan Aruch paskens, it's in the top of Samachov, it's the verb, l'chumrah. That if someone has to eat on a Tanas, he can't get an aliyah. So the Kireg explains that by Shachris, it's not a Shaila. By Shachris, for sure, the leaning is also the Yom. It's like Gar Mikol Yomtif. Yom Kippur is no different than every Yomtif. We have to use the Torah as the Yomtif. And as the Yomtif, it's not the Gay if he's eating or not. He could get an aliyah. The shayla is about kriyas satayra by mincha. Can you get an aliyah by mincha? And the kriyas doesn't explain it more than that, but I think pasha, the shayla is how do you understand the kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur? Is the kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur like Shabbos, or is the kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur like Yom Tif? Because on Yom Tif, we don't have leaning by mincha. So if the kedushas hayom of Yom Kippur is like Yom Tif, then they would not be leaning by mincha for the yom. The leaning by mincha would be because of the tainus, and the tainus we have leaning by mincha. If the kriyas torah of Yom Kippur is the same kriyas torah of Shabbos, then Shabbos also has kriyas torah by mincha. So we would have leaning by mincha also, and the chayla who has to eat could also get aliyah. So I think we could explain a little bit more in the shayla if Yom Kippur is similar to Yom Tov, if Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos, because we find that Yom Kippur is sort of in the middle. Like with the Derech Mamutza is in the Kedusha between Shabbos and Yom Tov. First of all, the Torah calls Yom Kippur Shabbos Shabbosai. So that would tell you that Yom Kippur is every Shabbos. Of the Negei Einshin, we find that Yom Kippur is somewhere in between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because we find that if a person does a Malacha on Yom Tov, Bemezid, without Eidim, without Hasra, he gets Karas. The Mishnah beginning of Krisis. One of the Krisis is someone that does a malacha. That's similar to Yom Tov. That's similar to Shabbos. Because in Yom Tov, if someone does a malacha, b'mezid, without Eidim, without Hasra, there's no curse. So the fact that there's curse on a malacha in Yom Kippur tells you that Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos. Aval Idach, if someone does an Avei b'mezid with Eidim and Hasra, on Shabbos, there's skila. That's the Mishnah's in Hed and Afan Gimel. But on Yom Tov, there's Malkus. And Yom Tov, someone does a malacha of Mezud Asra with Edom and Asra, there's Malkus. And Yom Kippur is similar to Yom Tov in that respect. Yom Kippur, the Mishnah says in Malkus also, that you Gimel, that in Yom Kippur you don't get Skila, you get Malkus. So you see that Edom and Asra, Yom Kippur is similar to Yom Tov, it only gets Malkus, not Skila. But Negea Karas, Krisus is similar to Shabbos. So you see that Yom Kippur is somewhere in between Shabbos and Yom Tov. Another thing we find that Yom Kippur is between Shabbos and Yom Tov is the number of Olam, how many people get an Aliyah. On Shabbos, the Shiva Olam, there's seven Aliyahs. On Yom Tov, there's five Aliyahs. And Yom Kippur is in between. Yom Kippur is six Aliyahs. So that would tell you that Yom Kippur seems to be somewhere between Shabbos and Yom Tov. And Bemis is Feish HaGemara. The Gemara says, Megillah Daf Beis, the Kripa Kalam B'Yadacha. Take this general rule in your hand. Kol the tafi neimilsa mechavrei tafi legav yisera. Each one that is more than the one before gets one more aliyah. And then the Gemara explains that on Sheni v'Chamishi Monday and Thursday we have three aliyahs, and Rosh Chodesh we have four aliyahs. And the Gemara says v'Yom Tov also basis malacha chamisha. And Yom Tov that's also b'malacha is five aliyahs. Yom Kippur on the Shkaris kairin shisha we have six aliyahs. Shabbos dik is the skin of shiva. And Shabbos is seven. So you see, right, the Menagei, the number of Aliyahs, Yom Kippur is somewhere in between. As a man, I think all this, even though there's another Gemara Megillah that says another reason why there's six Aliyahs on Yom Kippur, Kenegat Shisha Shamdu Mimina Shah. So Ezra is another Gemara. But I think it seems like that's maybe an extra tam, but the ikkah seems to be that this klal, kol tafin and mus mechave, whichever is more kedusha has more aliyah. So you see that Yom Kippur is in between. So mainly you declare, what's the Leni Vermincha? Is the Leni Vermincha similar to Shabbos? Because we only find Leni Vermincha by Shabbos and Tanesim. So, and we find a
base.
Okay. Yeah, they shouldn't go 3 days without Leni. As I say, it's more than a Meruba.
That's one and two.
Right, so
you don't get anything.
Exactly. So the reason of Shabbos is Chayyur, even though it was Takanas Moshe, that seemed to be the Al-Kadusha Shabbos.
So Shabbos was in fact also Yom Kippur,
maybe that's the kind of Shabbos. He's not in anything which has Kadusha of Shabbos, similar to Kadusha of Shabbos, playing by Mincha. But I'll go upon him, this is the Chayyur's the Shaila. Is the naming by Mincha also like similar to Shabbos, and then this chayil who has to eat could also get only as and do with the tainus, or is the leni by mincha because of the tainus, and then it's then someone that has to eat on Yom Kippur, he won't get an aliyah. The way we pass against someone eats on a tainus doesn't get an aliyah. As a sefer, it was printed from Ksav Yad. Shanes to choose chadusha blazed simcha. He was a rabbi in Sivalk in Lomja 150 years ago. He was a big guy. He's considered for the only done his time in Chelik days. He has Aris and Chuzki Vega, and he wants to be Pesha the Chakira from a Tesis Megill with the Flamed Aleph. Tesis says over there, Tesis tells on, why do we lay the Pasha Varayas by Mincha? People speak about this. What does the Pasha Varayas have to do with Yom Kippur? Them is every Avera Shech Yom Kippur. You can talk about any Avera, because it's Kafar and all Averas. But what's up is we lay the Pasha Varayas? So Tosfos gives two reasons. The first reason Tosfos gives his own reason is Afisha Nashim Kushatais Bishvil Kavod Ayim. Because Tosfos explains, because the Nashim, they go dressed up, the Kushatais means jewelry, maybe makeup, and the reason is because, as the Mishnah says in Tainus Tachavav, Lohay Yom Tevim Yisrael Ketuba Av Yom Kippur Yishav. And he saw Yotzum Neshtavchu. It was Dev Shaduchim. Yom Kippur was Dev Shaduchim, was Levi Tuba Av. So because of Dev Shaduchim, the Nashim would, I guess it means the eligible girls would get all dressed up. So therefore, we remind everyone with the Pasha Arayis to Shmiri Sinayim, not to be Nechshon them. And then Tosfos brings down another reason from a Medrash, a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash says, the Medrash of Tosfos says, Shalachach Kerem Arayis. This is the reason why we're named the Pasha Arayis. And Fishu Yisroel Oysen Remez Lakash Baruch Hu, Shakshem Shehizi Oysam Shalilgis Ever, Kach Leisagana Avosam Bavin Oysam. We're making a remez to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We're asking, just like the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us her not to be Megala ever, we ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, don't be Megala, don't reveal the ever of our Aveiros, to hide our Aveiros in Yom Kippur. Fekbar, it's a beautiful message. Baruch Pan, Mr. Blaise, it's important to say, these two reasons sound like the naming of Mincha of Yom Kippur is because of Yom Kippur, not because of the Tainus. It was a special takana for Yom Kippur, to name the Pasha Arayis, because either the first reason, because Nashim of Kushat, or the second reason, the Medrash. The Rem is not to be Megala or Ever Vareis. So, you see from there that the Lening is also Yom Kippur, not because they're Tainus. There's two reasons why I have to do Yom Kippur.
No matter what you have to do, that's
what I was thinking. I was thinking that the Kvega did not bring down the Tosfos, the reason why Kvega didn't bring it right in the Tosfos, because that Tosfos is just explaining why we're laying this Kriya, but it's not why there is a Kriya. Why there is a Kriya is not explained. Maybe the Kriya is also the Tainus, or maybe also the Yerim, that's not clear. So it's just saying, once we're laying already, even like you say, if we're laying as the Tainus, should be by a Chal, that way we're laying every Tainus. Why do we lay the Pasha right? That's what this is saying.
No, the reading is about the
Yerim.
That's the right. What the reading is about.
Yeah, that's what Zimcha holds. He holds that since the reading is of the
Yerim. From the mere fact that you don't lay by a Chal, that was different from today's time to say it's of the Yerim,
We should try to find for what if Kivega didn't bring this side. Right. Kivega buys the Rachin on the Shaila. So the same Kivega holds that this text is just why we chose this Pasha, but it doesn't explain why this. For example, and the Bems have a right to it. According to the first reason, that the reason why we lame is because there's the Nashim Mekshatai, so why don't we have a Kriya Sotayah on Tubav? On Tubav there's no laning. So the Blaze himself mentions this, he tells on that, and he says that since Tubav doesn't have any. There's not any kriya. We didn't want to be matriach la'elam techa zibura. So we put down a poskim. They didn't want to make techa zibura of having kriya satayr in the middle of the week. So it's mashma klar that that's not the, that even in Yom Kippur that's not the reason why there's laning. For laning, you would say tefach v'tzibur. There wouldn't be laning. You have to have a you have to have a reason for the laning. Either the reason is also Yom Kippur is also the yom, or the reason for the kriya and laning is also the tainus. And Tosfos is only saying why would laning this pasha?
If Tuba came out on Monday, it's still pasha.
I mean, go change it. Because it's maybe because it's not always. Because it's not always. You keep it always as a landing. That's why. I saw. I had in my notes going nechad some years ago. I didn't write down who it was. I think it might have been Rabbi Shabbat from Boston. It's actually the second sfar. This is kind of sfar. But I saw going nechad wants to bring a raya that the laning of mincha of Yom Kippur is as a tainus, not because of the yom. Is because we have aftarah by mincha, we lay after yoina. We don't find aftarah by Shabbos. If the laning is like similar to Shabbos, mincha of Shabbos, why is there aftarah? If the laning is a tainus, that's why there's aftarah. Like by tenesim, by mincha, we have aftarah. Aftarah that should be a raya. But he says himself that it's not a raya because there's a gemara in Shabbos, the chaftam amaralof, which is pretty clear, and Rashi explains it beferish, that says that the emes was at the corner. Originally, when they were sacrificed to Torah by Mincha and Shabbos, to lane after also. A Mother used to lane after by Mincha also. And Rashi brings down that it was Xeris Pasoyim, the Pasoyim made Xer to stop the Haftarah by Mincha. That doesn't seem like Xer was maybe they didn't want to have a long Mincha, maybe to shorten it, that everyone should go home right away. So they cut out the Haftarah by Mincha. So he says it could be, so you see, that's in the word Haftarah by Mincha Shabbos also. And in Yom Kippur, somehow that Xer did not apply. In Kippur, they got them, and then maybe they stayed in Shul all day anyway, so they got them laying after. After is Gebliven Azai. But it's not a riot that the laying and after is not all similar to Shabbos, because Shabbos also would have after, so it's not a riot.
Well, it's hard to say that after
is not a regular time, so
it would be a riot.
I'm sorry, what?
The
Spanish minute
is not
to
laying
after during
the regular
time.
Oh, really?
I
mean, the
Spanish
is not
playing
after
regular times? Must be in Kha, and it would be a riot.
So it won't be a riot either way. It just seems to have turned the song. You have to know why. It's not that. They don't aim after Yena.
No.
Regnate. I'm sorry. Regnate. I'm saying Regnate. I see. Okay, interesting.
So that
will
be a riot
on
you?
Why they don't lean on they don't lean on Shabbos and they don't lean on Tainis? Oh, because but Shabbos does have the Etzim after it.
Tainis, you do. Tainis, you do.
Now we're saying the minig is they
don't.
Right. So you would say it's similar to Shabbos, and it goes with the ikka tikkun of Shabbos. Yeah. The head of there. Yeah, fair. Okay. But this another idea he brought was from the nusach from the niggin, the way we lay in Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha and Yom Kippur. We don't use the Yom Nerayim nusach the time. In the morning we lay with the ganzer Yom Nerayim nusach, and by Mincha we lay with the regular nusach. So in Chayyar, you can arrive from that minute from the Nusach that the laning is off the tainus. If the laning would be as Yom Kippur, by Mincha, why don't we do the whole Nusach, the whole Niggin of Yom Kippur, Kriyas HaTorah? So I was thinking maybe Kivega, in his time, what? He had this. What, I'm sorry? Not the third, the Kriyas HaTorah part. We do with the whole Nusach. So it could be, the reason is because even the Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha is not with the ganze Nusach. The Shemoneh Esrei of Mincha is a little bit toned down, it's a little bit less Nusach. So maybe it gets ready later on in the day, maybe it's not such a Shtak HaRaya. But the best Shtak HaRaya I've seen to this Chakir is the Macheshes. Macheshes, Chayadal, Nachtim, Yidal, it brings a half of the Geraya, to push the Kvei Geshayla from Machoikos, Machaber, Ramah, and Archayim, some Tafesh, Chafes, at Beis. About the bracha achreinus of Haftarah and Yom Kippur, that the whole year on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when we lean Haftarah in the morning, if the Haftarah we make four brachas, like the first bracha of Tzukah and Lamim, the second bracha is Rachem Al Tziyon, the third bracha is Samcheinu, and then we have a fourth bracha Al Haftarah Al Avodah, and we end off Mekadish Shabbos. On Yom Tov we end off Mekadish Tzor Bazmanim. And in Yom Kippur, by Shachas, we end off Mekadesh and Mekadesh Yisrael Yom Kippurim. So what about by Mincha of Yom Kippur? Do we end off, and by Tenesim again, by Tenesim we don't say this fourth bracha. By Tenesim we just say the three brachas. We don't say the fourth bracha of Al Torah Al Vaidah. Because there's nothing really to end off with. You can't say Mekadesh Tzum Gedalia, Mekadesh Yisrael Davis. It's Yom Chol. It's not a Yom Kaddish. So the question is, let's look. And in Kitba, by the Torah of Mincha, do we say this fourth bracha of Al Torah Avayda? Does anyone have a machzor? We can look in machzor. And the ma'ase says it's a machoik, it's machab and ramah. The machab paskins, you do say Al Torah. You make the fourth bracha Al Torah Avayda, and you end off mekavish shav yemekipurim. And the ramah is chaylik. The ramah says you don't say this fourth bracha Al Torah Avayda. So look in the cheshes. What's the machoik? It's machab and ramah. And the machoik is this. That the mechaba holds that the leaning by mincha of Yom Kippur. I'm going to get there. I was thinking that, but the ma'aseh he wants to say that what's the mechayis? The mechaba will hold the bracha. The leaning is al Yom Kippur. So mainly you can make this bracha of al Torah Avayda. And the Ramah that's chayil, he holds no. The leaning is not al Yom Kippur. The leaning is al Tainus. And on the Tainus. You don't say the fourth bracha Torah Avayda. So it's unchay. I thought it was Zayish Dakaraya, and he then the Macheshes wiped in the Raya. But I was thinking like a belly thing. I was thinking that the Kivega did not bring this Raya because he could hold. The Kivega would hold that it's not Mukhraf. Maybe the leaning is also Tainus. By Tanaisin, the reason why we don't say the fourth bracha is because there's nothing to say. You can't say Makadesh Tishabav, Makadesh Yisrael of Tishabav, or Makadesh Yisrael of Shavas of Tamaz. You can't say that. It's not a Yom. Yom Kodesh. But once you have a Yom Kodesh and a Zevi Yelenin, the Mabeya the Bracha is, whenever you have a Haftarah, for whatever the reason is, it's a different reason. Even if the Yom is not Goyim the Kriya, you make this Bracha, you make this fourth Bracha, and you mention Kedushas Yom. And then Shtubi Raya, it will be, I think, from Berchachas Mein Shonglish. On Yom Tov, a person eats Kazayis in the afternoon of cake. He's not Mechayiv, and Yom Tov is not Mechayiv him to make an Al Mechia. And he still mentions Kedushas Yom. He still mentions the Yom. You see, whenever you make a bracha, you mention, even though the Yom is not Mechayiv the bracha, you mask the Yom. We don't find it by all brachas that you mask the Yom. It could be in the brachas Aruches, but the brachas are a little bit longer, like Al Mechia, or even an extra Bechas HaMazon, a person eats an extra Suz on Yom Tov, that the Yom is not Mechayiv, then you mention the Yom. It's the same thing over here. Zaybi, you're making the same thing as Torah anyway, for different reason, but you mentioned Kedushas Yom. That'll be what the Mechaba hold. Okay, but it's in the Mabei HaBracha to add this Bracha if you're able to mention Kedushas Yom. So that'll explain why the Mechaba is not Zabdafka Raya to the Kirig HaShayelam. But the Ramah, let's look at the Ramah. Why is the Ramah hold Taka we don't say the Bracha of Al Torah either? That mechayr would be mashma, maybe a little bit too patient with Kirig HaShayelam that the whole name is not Al Tiyamtif. But the emes is the Magen Avraham Shtel Tzuchana. The Magen Avraham explains three reasons why the Ramah is chayluk on the Mechaba. He brings from Mishayna. He says the first reason is because by Mincha already the Avodah was finished. And the Avodah Yom Kippurim was finished. So therefore we don't say Al Torah Avodah, Mekadesh Yisrael Yom Kippurim, because the Avodah Yom Kippurim was finished already. The second reason he brings from Mishaynim is because you already made a bracha on the Avodah. You're making a bracha on the Avodah Sayyim. It's only right, there's only one Avodah in the day. Avodah Yom Kippurim was one time, and there's only right to make one time a bracha on it, not twice. And the third reason the Magen Avraham brings down from Mishaynim is it's a shugah gezeirah, not to make the bracha Yom Kippur. Gezeirah is only not for Pesha Tainis. You shouldn't come to make this bracha by other Tanaisim. If you made the bracha on Yom Kippur, it means you make a mistake and come to make it by other Tanaisim, which will be a bracha vatala. In the Mechaba, why he's a chaylik, it's not so sure to understand. We can say reasons why the Mechaba is chaylik. On the Mechaba, maybe the first reason he held, even though the Avodah was Nigma, but you could say that the Etzem is still right to the Avodah. In case it wasn't Nigma, we done Mincha a bit early, it's still right to the Avodah. The second kasha that it's not right to make the bracha on the Avodah twice.
If you don't make a Torah by the time,
it's
the rest of the year. So it must be that this is
healthy. That's what you're asking. You want to bring a Raya.
I don't know if it's Mechaba,
if you're
telling me that
that's
somebody who's
a
that they don't do it.
Yeah, Kasha, that's a different
Raya. And
we're very good with Mechaba. Mechaba would
hold that it has
to be held. Yeah, I hear you asking. If there's no Torah by Mincha, according to me, I guess, by Shatanism, so.
Right.
Okay, yeah, I have it done. I think about that. But since we could explain the Machlokes to Mechaba and Ramah differently, that's not totally in Kivig Shayach, it's very good where we figure to bring this Raya. The Ikir Kiveg is suffix over here that is sad to say that on tenes, that if the kri is after tainus, then you can't that you cannot get an aliyah. You see the kiveg and them done to the poshet as I be the steam is a machabe in hilchos tainus. The machabe says that tenesim if someone has to eat then he doesn't get an aliyah. The kiveg and goes in all tenesim and it will go on your kippah also if the lady is after tainus. But vemes. The Chassam Sefer doesn't learn that way. Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva, Rechaim, Simukhtan Zayin, he holds this whole halacha to begin with, that on the tainus, if someone has to eat, he can't get an aliyah, that's dafka halacha on Bahab, tainus Bahab. Because tainus Bahab has no shem tainus if you're not, has no shem of the yoim if you're not fasting. But the Chassam Sefer holds, on all the other tainus, some tainus Siva, some Gedalia, Sarbatavis, Shos Batamas, and maybe even tainus Esther and Tisha B'Av. Even if someone eats, the Sefer holds, he could get an aliyah. Because the Sefer holds that the Yoim is the Yoim is Pranis, the Yoim is a Shem Yoim, and that Shem Yoim also is Machayev, Kriya Sefer. So according to some Sefer, the Chal won't be a Shayla. Some Sefer is Chal the whole thing. Sorry? Bahav not. He holds that's a whole different Shayla. But the first one is understand is the Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer, according to the Chassam Sefer, the whole Shayla will not be negeya. So halacha, I would think that then if someone would have to eat on a regular tainus, he can only eat mitam sefseka. First of all, it's a suffix machlekas rishonim to begin with. If a person has to eat, if he can get only on any tainus, and second of all, even if you hold like the machaber that the that's machmir, like the sheetus that you eat, you don't get an aliyah, but the suffix may be lost to some sefer. The some sefer holds that only applies to Bahab, it doesn't apply to other nation. The ma'isin mishabura is machmir, and the mishabura does say that on all tenesim, I'm not sure if he mentions some sefer, but he does say by all tenesim we pass like the machaber that you don't get an aliyah. But the mishabura does bring down. He says, "V'dat tzorch yizurim oish shalom yis beis haknesses shalom yikadesh shalom yikru." If someone has to eat on a tainus, he should be careful not to be in beis medrash and beis haknesses when they're laning. They shouldn't call him up on aliyah because it'll be a whole problem. The Mishnah says, "V'di'evid im karu v'u ish tam chacham." V'di'evid, if they call him for aliyah and he's a tam chacham, machmas eiz the oinus irish shalom yisana b'tainus even because of an oinus he had to eat on yom kippur. But tzalei leimel gam shalom yisana, and he's mishpak fam. He's not comfortable to tell them that he ate. In order to not be chanoshen b'davar, nearest yuchel nismesh poshes v'chakam mekinam v'yala. Mishnah says he can be semech on the mekinam and he can just go up and take the aliyah. So either he means he's semech on the mekinam that the whole b'chal, the rishayim, the whole b'chal is not a problem getting an aliyah for someone that ate, or he's going after some sefer. Because he holds that the yoim is machayev, if he's to tell you whether you're fasting or not. He was a shem yoim on the abatanism. Right. He said the whole halach and shulchan is only going according to the Bahab. And ikke safti kivege, the chaver Matthias Friedman, he told me as shein esvara that lechayer the kivege is whole shein should be told in the binyan scenes. Is a famous binyan darachoneh, and his tshuva is binyan siyin. Darachoneh is a beautiful shayla. If the mishmaru brings it down, the alacha brings it down. If someone has to eat on yom kippah, what's the alacha? After he eats, now he's not in sakana anymore. Should he go back to fasting? The binyan siyin has a tzad to say once he had to break the fast anyway, after he's in sakana, then already there's no point to fasting. He says the svar is because the Torah says the mitzvah of tanos nasa shteichem, the mitzvah of tanos is me'erev ad arev, from evening to evening. So it's one chetz of a mitzvah, and if you can't fast me'erev ad arev, there's no point to not fasting. So once he had to break it, time to binyan siyin is far. Already, even though he's no more sakana, he's able to fast. So he could go back. He could continue eating anyway.
What happens to the mitzvah?
The whole mitzvah is in the Erevat Ara. That's the Svara. The whole Inu is, if you're doing an Erevat Ara, one chet of Inu.
What about the Shari?
What?
What about the Shari?
Maybe I can see a chiluk, but the mice is being seen as far. At the end, the being seen is machmeh. He says the mice of Allah. He says the person, if he has to eat, now he's not in sukkah anymore. He should not eat anymore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It's a Tzvarnim Kippur, right?
And is this by Choy or somebody forgot?
Shoy.
Somebody forgot.
Now it's
not
Maybe, going to be the first Tzvar. If once it's broken, it's not anymore. That's the first Tzvar. Oh. But this is about the stream. My friend wanted to say, according to the second Tzvar of Ben Yitzin, that even though a person ate in Yom Kippur, once he's not Sakon anymore, he has to go back to fasting. Times there, now there's a Shem Tainus on him. Even the Chon Shesh Sakona, who had to eat, and was saying that now, if the Tainus is also Tainus. Oh, it's a Mela. He says, in these few minutes of always getting the Aliyah, Mestami's not in Sakona. Let's take a Moshe, a Chon Shesh Sakona. As he has to eat every 3 hours. So it's a sign of that. According to every 3 hours he has to eat, but in between the 3 hours, he has a Shem Tainus. He's not allowed to eat. He's also Bachina. There's a man on Tainus there, there shouldn't be a Shaila. He should be able to get an Aliyah.
I can't say this is fair
enough.
It says if you know that you're going to have to eat later on, you can't take it up
right
now. Alright. Tainus,
for some reason,
you know you're going to have to eat later on. That means you didn't eat.
Right.
You're still fasting.
I think for sure once someone has to break it, there's no purpose to fasting anymore. If it's not against the time, you see that in the sugya of time to show you. Once a person has to eat, then once a person has to eat, there's zicha no more in your fasting. But on Yom Kippur, there's a tzad to say that every minute is mechayev tainus. Every minute of Yom Kippur is mechayev tainus. According to the second source of Ben Yitzin. Is a mela, he will have a Shem Tainus in him. So, in fact, there, according to Kreger, what's the whole problem with getting Aliyah? Even if it's not the Tainus, right now he's fasting. Right now he's Bachal the Tainus. So, Lechayra, from this Kreger Shayin, Lechayra ever arrived, Kreger held like the first thought of Ben Yitzin. That once the person eats in Yom Kippur, he really has no point to fasting anymore. He's not eating all he wants, so that's what Kreger holds. That he can't get Aliyah by Mincha if it's not the Tainus, because there's no Shem Tainus in him, because there's no Mitzvah fasting anymore. Which would be a big chiddush. The Maaseh to be halacha paskin is like the second tzad, and it doesn't bring this raya from the kivega. That you see the kivega holds like the first tzad. Well, chayis the sugar raya. This is something that I mentioned a few minutes ago. The kivega says that the whole shayin is only on kisav mincha, but by shachris for sure he's able to get an aliyah. You see that the Kivika holds the Dov Pasha, I saw this in the Sefer Maaseh HaMelech on the Samanic Diskin, the Shiv and Kotayr, Yishalayim Yerkadish, and he wants to be murdered that by Shachris, even if you hold Shachris as Mechuyiv in leaning off the Yom, as Evi Yomtiv, but it's also, there's a tzad to say that the leaning is off the Tainus also. Mechuyiv is a leaning by Shachris for two reasons. It's for Yom Kippur, it's for the Yom, and it's also for the Tainus. So you see the Kivega also the Poshet, that the leaning is for two reasons, and somebody is only Mechuyiv in leaning for one reason, he's also able to get an Aliyah. Which is Shadal Chiddush. He says, then Mr. Magen Avraham speaks about this. On Shachris, the Kivega also the Poshet, he's the Chayil that he's getting an Aliyah. But Bemis is, it's sad to say that the Leni Yom Kippur is for both reasons. The Leni Yom Kippur is because of the Yom, it's not worse than Yom Tov, and the Leni Yom Kippur is because of the Tainus, it's a Tainus. So by Shachas we lay on it. We lay because maybe we lay for both reasons. We lay on every Tainus. By Shachas we lay by every Yom Tov because of Yom Tov. Right. So, but you see that when the two mechayvim for the Kriyas HaTorah and the person is getting up to get Aliyah only has one of the mechayvim, he could also get Aliyah. And he says, "But this is a Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tainus talks about if a Tainus comes out on Sheni v'Chamishi on Monday and Thursday." So we're laning for two reasons. We're laning for Monday and Thursday. We're also laning for the Tainus. So collect the Magen Avraham, because someone who has to eat, can he get an Aliyah?
Those three should be able to get only the list 4, 5, and 6 should be able to get.
Right, yeah, oh, very good, very good. Right, he says that the Nasanach wants to say a different Nafkamina would be if you have a Bener Yisrael, you'll come out of Chiddush going to Mikveh Vega. If you have a Bener Yisrael who's in America, who's in Chutz Laaretz on Yom Tov Sheni, and it came out on Monday or Thursday. So the Leining in Shul, Al Yom Tov, and for this Bener Yisrael, it's not Yom Tov him, but for him, it's Monday or Thursday. So the time is the Kriya is for two reasons. It's Monday and Thursday, it's also the Yom Tov. So this Ben Eretz Yisrael, even though he's not Mechuyev in the laning of Yom Tov, but he is Mechuyev in the laning of Sheni Vechamishi, he could get an Aliyah, which Achari would be only the first three Aliyahs he could get, because that's Mechayev to Monday and Thursday. Okay, Moshe Kachidish, according to Vega. Then the Masanach is another Shtaka Taina of Kivega. He is the Kasha, he says, Achari, Yom Kippur is b'chal not a tainus. Yom Kippur, we find the shir of Issa Achinus b'kesevus, but every tainus the shir Issa Achinus b'kesayus. So what's the chiluk? He says, well, because by every tainus the Issa is an Issa Achila. Issa Achila, and whenever there's an Issa Achila, the shir is all shir Achila is b'kesayus. But Yom Kippur, we find the shir is a little bit more. It's not really a kesayus. It's a little bit more. Kesevus is a little bit more than a kesayus. That shows us that. On Yom Kippur, it's not a tainus, it's a din inui. It's a mitzvah inui. It's inui. They see, right? They see, and the Gemara says everyone that even though Gemara Chaboshin, yes, Gemara Chaboshin also has the same shoes as everyone else, and the Gemara says yes, even Gemara Chaboshin steals something from a kesevus. Gemara Chazal Kimluhu, the kesevus does something for a person, takes away the inui. It has to be a little bit more than a kesayis to take away the din inui. The fact that Akasha, Yom Kippur is b'chal nishken tainus. If it be a tainus, the issa should be the shir should be b'kesayis. So memela, there should be no tzad at all that the laning is off the tainus. It's muchach that the laning is off the yoim. It's off the yoim because b'chal nishken tainus. That's the chayish takah hashem. Just to go a few minutes, not sure that I need the. Speak a little bit about the Gemara. The Gemara says in Yuma, the fundamental days, Kol Avodas Yom Kippurim Inik Sheres Hanaboy. All the Avodas Yom Kippurim has to be from the Kohen Gadol, and that's Pashas how you learn the Pashan and Afri Mois, where the Torah gives the whole Seder Avodas Yom. The Torah says the Kohen Gadol does all the Seder Avodas Yom. But we find that this din that all the Avodas has to be done by a Kohen Gadol is Kohen also the Avodas of the Kohen Tomish or Shachris, and the Kohen Tomish or Bein Abayim also has to be done by a Kohen Gadol. That's the first Mishnah in Yuma, the Chalam at Alvin Beis. The Mishnah says, Aviuloi, they brought him to the Kohen Gadol, the Tomei, they brought him to the Kohen Tomei, Kotzoi, he would start the Shechita, and then he would run around, someone would finish it, he would run around to the other side, he would be Mekabel Adam. He did all the Avedis of the Kohen Tomei. Why do we need the Kohen Gadol to the Kohen Tomei? The Kohen Tomei is not part of the Avedis Yom. In the Pasha of Achimais, it tells you that you need the Kohen Gadol, it talks about all the Avedis Yom Kippurim, it doesn't mention the Kohen Tomei. The Kohen Tomei is in Pasha's Pinchas. What's that? We need the Kohen Gadol to do the Kohen Tomei also. And even bigger kasha is thinking, why is the Mishnah so makbid the Kohen Gadol to do the Shechita? And it's a whole difficult process. He has to start the Shechita and run to the other side and do the Kabbalah himself. Shechita, we pass from Shechita to Sheir Bizar. Shechita, you don't even need, normally by the Kohen Tomei, you don't even need a Kohen Hedjit. If you don't even need a Kohen Hedjit, why should you need that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? They normally did the Shechita, but the Etzem Shechita Sheir B'Zah. Why do you need Kohen Gadol for the Kohen Tomei, which is not the Avodas Yom, and it's not in the Pasha of Achimais, it's not the Pasha of Avodas Yom Kippurim. In the second peg of Yuma, in the Mishnayis, we have a whole peg about the Paisais. They used to do like a Shul Gairul to choose every single day which Kohen got the schus to do the Avodah. The Mishnah explains that how they did the Paisais, all the Kohanim would stand around in a circle, and they would throw out one or two fingers, and the Mamunah would think of a number and he would count that number and see which one it landed on, and he would be Zaycha. First they would do the Pious Rishon, they would do to choose who's doing the Trumas Aveshon and who's doing every morning there's a Mitzvah the Torah to take off the ashes from the Mizbeach from the day before and put it in a special place, and who would see the Maracha, who would set up the wood on the Mizbeach for the fire, and the Shnei Gzir Eitzim, special carbon every day was brought, two pieces of wood was brought on the Mizbeach, and by it the next piece would be who would do the Kavan Tamid. The Baal Ma'or in Masechta Yuma Dachavav, he says that this Mishnah is not applying to Yom Kippur, because in Yom Kippur we have halacha, all the bais was done by the Kohen Gadol. So you don't need to do the paisis. The paisis was to choose which kohen head you would do it. In Kippur, there's only one Kohen Gadol would do that bais. There's no need to do a piyut, the paisis. And the Balmor brings down in the Machzorim, there's a piyut that mentions all the paisis that they did, all four paisis, in the middle of davening. Time the Balmor, that's a toyis. Because this whole piyusim was not done in Yom Kippur. There's no reason to say it in the Machzor.
Yeah, the help was, you just said, somebody finishes sleeping, right? So,
Why do you need the?
You said
they
didn't finish the
shrita,
right?
So you need a piyut to find who finished the shrita. It's not going to be a teretz. I'm thinking that. Maybe because someone had helped him finish just for that tchus. There's a piyut for that. Okay, but we go through all the paisos, which include all of them. The Ramban in Mechemes, he says, it's fair to him that to say that the piyut is completely wrong, because the piyutim were made by the goyim and Beinu and Zakaliyah and other rishonim, and the Ban writes the lashon v'efshe shiitu kor b'seinu v'seinu. It's not possible that all our b'seinu v'seinu they all made a mistake. L'baal mo'ah hazel l'vadei nitnachachman. Only this baal mo'ah chap the emes that this piyut is wrong. He doesn't like that. And second kasha the Ramban asks, if all the paisas are not shayach to Yom Kippur, then why is it why these mishnayos put in Masechta Yuma? You should put it somewhere else, Masechta Tzvachim, somewhere else. The Chal is being mafsek. The first parak of Yuma talks about Shivus Yom, and because Yom Kippur talks about the whole Seder starting from before Yom Kippur, and then it continues on to Beis Yom Kippur. Why would you have a whole parak of Paisos in the middle, which has nothing to do with Yom Kippur? So the Ramban is telling. The Ramban says that the first Pais of the Shumas Tzedeshin and the Seder Marocha was done by a Kohen Hedyot. Because that's not b'chalal the avodas yayim. And the Ban says the chiluk is because the Shumas Tzedeshin and the Siddur Marocha was done before Kodesh Shehei Yayim, before the day started. And the avodas Yom Kippurim that the Torah says has to be with the Kohen Gadol is only from the day, not from the night. And since these were from before, we don't have it. So the Ban says that's why we have the Mishnayis in Masechta Yuma. And he doesn't explain that. Really, only answers the first piece about the Shumas Tzedeshin. Right, but the other few, right, the rest, the Kavan Tomid, the Ramban is Moida, that the Kavan Tomid is done by the Kohen Gadol. I think Pshat the Ramban is that once you've emphasized that the first Mishnah, the beginning of the second parak, has Negei Yom Kippur, the main of the Mishnahs continue with the Paisis of the rest of the year. And it's not me, the rest of the Mishnahs do not go on Yom Kippur, they go on the rest of the year. But once you need the first Pais of the Shumas Tzedeshin, it's in Maracha, that's why it's there. And the main of that's the test for the Piyut also. The Piyut also has to mention the first Pais, as everybody mentions the first Pais, it mentions already all four Paises. But Akoponim, we see the Homachlegis, the Balmor and Ramban, it's only being given the Shumas Tzedeshin, the Siddur Maracha. But it's not, there's no Machlegis of the Kohen Tomid. Everybody seems to hold the Kohen Tomid is done by the Kohen Gadol, and that's what we're asking, why? So, Emes is Ritvor in Yuma Dafid Beis that says, B'Shem the Ramban, that Bemis Midaraisa, you don't need the Kohen Gadol of the Kavan Tomid. I think the Tzvabish and the Ramban is telling on this Kasha. Midaraisa, why would you need the Kohen Gadol? He says the whole thing is Darbanon. That fence is the Kasha. The whole thing is only Midarbanon. But the Rambam is not Mashna. If you look at the Rambam, Pegan Tos Yom Kippur, Malcha Beis, the Rambam just says stand that all the Beis, including Kavan Tomid, was done by the Kohen Gadol. It's Mashna, they're all one halacha. It's all the Raisa. So this is Shreya. Okay, it's a little bit late, but I just wanted to say, maybe Shad is. Is a Rusta Gemara in Zvachna, Sargum Bey, the Gemara the Shaila, Tadi Makudish, Ezek Makadav. Which one is more Chashav? Something which is Tadi, something Makudish. And the Gemara gives an example. If you only had enough Kavasim to bring the Kavan Tamid on Shabbos, or the Kavan Musav on Shabbos, which should you bring? The Kavan Tamid is Tadi, but it's not a Kavan of Shabbos. It's not the, but Mashenkin, the Kavan Musav is called Makudish. It's more Makudish in the Kavan Tamid because it's a Kavan of Shabbos. And a Shabbos Digger Kavan as if it's more Kedusha than a Chol Digger Kavan. Is the main law, do you bring the Kavan Tomid, which is Tadir, if you only have enough for one, or do you bring the Kavan Musaf, which is Kaddish? And the Gemara asks on that, after Shabbos and Musaf and Ahani and Tamid and Leimahani, the Gemara asks on the whole Shaila, why do you think Shabbos only makes the Kavan Musaf Kaddish? It doesn't make the Tamid and Kaddish? I think Pshat the Gemara's Kasha is. The most kasha is that Shabbos makes the Kavan Tomid into a Shabbos Dikah Kavan. Even the Kavan Tomid is a regular Kavan, which is what every single day, but it makes it into a Shabbos Dikah Kavan. So the Gemara explains the Shayla of Todi Makudish, which is Kaidim Binagir, you have enough for the Musafim today with the Kavan Tomid of Sunday. And therefore, sure, the Chabon Toman is not Makud, the Shaykh and Chabon Musaf. But Chabonim, you see from this Gemara Svara, you must think of Svara, that Shabbos makes the Chabon Toman into a Shabbos to Gagavan. Shabbos makes the Chabon Toman and Yom Kippur into Yom Kippur to Gagavan. There's a meaningless sense that the Rambam and other Shem that will hold, they need to kind of go on the Chabon Toman of Yom Kippur. Okay, a little bit more, but then another time.
Why is the
floor
that only the
component
of
Tzad Yom Kippur is not the number? I guess because the Pasha Nachri Meisus, which tells us that you need a Kohen Gadol, only says the Avodah of Yom Kippur. It doesn't mention the Kohen Tamar. Kohen Tamar is the Pasha Pinchas, a different Pasha. So why would you need it? But the Teretz, but if you could say, and B'chal Tshver, the Kohen Tamar is not a Yom Kippur, it's not Yom Kippur, the Gedin, but it's this halacha that all by the same. Yes, like the Gemara says, the Shabbos makes the Talmud of Shabbos. What? Musafim? First thing I wanted to say, and the Gemara Shayin of Todim Makudish, which one comes first? The Gemara wanted to say that the Gemara say the Naskamino B, if you only had enough for Kabbat Talmud of Shabbos, go Musa Shabbos. The Gemara says, after Shabbos, Tafan Hani, Gatmina Noyahani, it makes both Shabbos. The Gemara says, the Shayin's been a gay of the Talmud of Sunday. But you see from the Gemara Svara that Shabbos makes the Kabbat Talmud just as Shabbos thick as the Kabbat Musaf. The Kabbat Musaf is sure a Shabbos Kabbat. So I wanted to say this Svara here also. Maybe we won't go with this Svara so much. So the Zohar is saying that the fact that you can't go for the Kabbat Talmud and Yom Kippur is only Midrabanan.
Right.
It could be he does hold this Svara. Maybe it is Yom Kippur the Kabbat, but it's not in the Pasha of Achimai.
Right.
Okay.